Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Nice. The jingle.
What is cooking?
I'm watching the Net game.
Nah, I shut it off.
I need Cam Thomas to shoot like 2 for 50, but it's not happening.
I shut it off already.
Yeah, they're getting smoked.
Hey. Yeah, I saw that block that Wemby had on Cam.
Wembanyama the other night. Had one of maybe the best game I've ever seen anybody play in a basketball game.
It was insane.
That's what is happening right now.
He had like 5 of the craziest plays I've seen all season in like one game.
Yeah, so the one where like he went like he was driving and like he went around the back in traffic. I was like, this is not real. This is not a real human. There's no way.
Yeah, he that was definitely. I mean, he's had a great season, but that was like his okay. Like this guy. If healthy, will be top 5 by next year, maybe? I don't know. Just needs a player next to him.
I think he might be the number 1 overall pick in fantasy next year.
Yeah.
I would take him number 1.
Right? Sure. I mean, the block, the steals, the three-pointers.
I think there's a bet out there. Is he going to record a quadruple-double this year?
Oh, like, man. I don't know about this year, but it's coming.
It's like plus 500. I was like, he's close. He's done it like almost a couple times now in the past month.
What did he have? Like against the Nets, he had like 38, 17, 7, 7, and 5 or something.
So, yeah, I mean, ridiculous.
Just insane. They'll get a player this offseason, and, you know, I don't know how good they'll be, but they'll definitely build around them a little bit, I think.
I kind of hope it's not Trae Young because I feel like he's the guy that could kind of stunt him a little bit because of his shot selection, and I don't know.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely more of a team player. But they do need a point guard, at least someone who can distribute the basketball. Because who's their point guard?
Yeah, for sure.
Sohan?
Yeah, I think so.
Trae Jones.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's not bad. Yeah, I don't know. He's not ideal.
Right. You know who I like who should get more time? TJ McConnell.
Yes.
Yeah, he's tough. He's tough.
Very underrated.
This dude puts it. If you see his numbers that he puts up, it's insane. For like 15, 20 minutes, he puts up like 18, 6, 5.
He's such a little gnat, too, on defense.
Oh, he's so annoying.
He'll guard you the whole game.
Perfect backup point guard.
Yep.
I think. He could start somewhere, potentially. I'd love to see it.
Like a spot starter. Yeah, I don't think he's like a full-time starter, though.
Right. But we'll get to the NBA in a little bit. We need to start with... Where is Kate Middleton?
Oh man! Okay, I was talking about that with my mom today. She's like, "Do you know what's going on?" And I was like, "No, I keep on seeing it in the news, but I don't get it." What's the deal here? Is it Photoshop of like?
Yeah,
she wasn't. Yeah,
that TMZ photo that leaked out. It was like a clear AI. Someone did some deep dive where you could, it's like a clear AI picture. And it's bizarre, man. There's a lot of conspiracy theories being thrown around. Quite frankly, I'm here for it. I usually don't give a fuck about the royal family or any of that stuff. But this has my attention a little bit.
Pretty alarming, isn't it?
Ain't it?
Totally mental.
It's mental. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I'm seeing she had some abdominal surgery. Maybe that went wrong. Or then I'm seeing like she was having an affair and William killed her and they're trying to clone her now. And it's so outrageous. But
when's the last time she's been in the public? Like seen?
A few months ago.
It's been that long.
Yeah.
Months ago.
Yeah.
I thought she was just at like the market, a couple days ago.
Well, that's the picture they're talking about, the TMZ leak. That was like a clear. Oh, okay. Yeah, they zoomed in on her face. It's like even Andy Cohen tweeted, "That ain't Kate." And so, you know, he's Mr. Gossip.
She could be
a body
double, and she could be dead, or very sick.
Who knows, man? It's the royal family, man. Pretty obvious at this point what they did to Diana. So, you know, what aren't they capable of? But all right, that's neither here nor there.
We have to get Aaron Rodgers' thoughts on it.
Yeah, what's Aaron think? VP, Vice President Aaron Rodgers. Nah. No, let's start with, it's March Madness. Now, honestly, I think it's well known, at least amongst us. I'm not as big of a college basketball fan anymore, you know, mainly because of the Big East. I feel like the day Syracuse left the Big East, you know, like, was the day like college basketball died, it felt like.
Almost. Yeah.
And now we got three Big East teams made the tournament, the least amount since 93, I saw.
And look who made it. I mean, Connecticut, they're an original team.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you have Creighton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Kansas.
And Marquette, so it's
which is like practically Canada.
I don't know. Rick Pitino had that press conference where I honestly thought he was trying to get fired, and then
he always seems like it.
So yeah, but then they win six in a row, and they look like I thought when they the game before they played UConn when they blew out Seton Hall.
Yeah,
I was like, oh cool, okay, St. John's is going to be in for sure. Then they go play UConn, and they play them pretty tough. I mean, considering how good UConn is. Like, I was kind of shocked that they didn't make it.
Absolutely.
They scored 90 points versus UConn.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive. I was kind of sad to not see them in.
Yeah, yeah, they played a good game. And then Providence, right, is the other team being argued that probably should have made it? Is that
I don't think they should have been. I think Seton Hall deserved to be an over.
Definitely.
Seton Hall beat UConn. I think Seton Hall beat Marquette. They had a lot of good wins.
Yeah, what's this metrics they're talking about?
It's bullshit. You know how they used to make fun of Syracuse, right? In the beginning of the year, with Boeheim, when they were in their prime, oh, they never leave the state of New York, right?
Right.
They'd they kind of play the cupcakes in the beginning of the year to, you know, stack up wins.
Yeah.
That's looked at as the positive now with this net ranking. It's all about point differential, not as much who you beat, but if you beat a shitty team, by a lot of points. So basically the Big 12, they figured it out. They had all their teams play a pretty light out of conference, but just basically stack up wins and go for the blowouts against shitty teams. A lot of conferences didn't do that. So it's not the eye test. It's all the stupid computer generating who's good.
The other piece I think to that is five teams kind of running the table in their conference tournaments and winning the conference tournament and getting in. NC State, which had no shot, all of a sudden they win the ACC and now they're in.
Oregon.
So yeah, Oregon's another one. That's a bunch of teams that just stole bids from teams that would have made it. So
yep. I think it was five bid stealers this year. And in the previous 2 years, there was three total.
That's insane.
Didn't more Mountain West teams make the tournament than Big East teams?
Yeah, which you should fade them in the tournament. They're not. They're not good. They're not good.
So I think someone had the theory. It might have been Frank the Tank actually, because he was ranting about Seton Hall, that because the NCAA is college basketball is on Turner, and Big East is on Fox, that's a reason why they left out a bunch of the Big East teams. Because of the TV rights.
It's possible. I wouldn't doubt that with these people.
Yeah.
And also, I think they kind of want to weed out the Big East. They don't play football. So
right. I didn't think about that.
They want that mega conferences.
The audience.
Two or three conferences in the future where it's 20 teams each. Big East won't be there. Catholic schools.
No chance.
That kills me.
They won't be there. It'll be, UConn will get picked up by someone. But Providence, St. John, Seton Hall, they're Villanova, they're on their last breath eventually.
Ugh, it's terrible. What's the quote? The Big East was built on meatballs, prayer, and what's the other one? Fuck, what's the quote?
Someone, I know what you're talking about. I forget.
Someone look it up if you can. Meatballs, prayer, and it's like something else. I forget.
Josh, look it up.
Juice, look it up. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't think Juice is joining us. So, yeah, we'll catch him next time.
But it's funny, though. The reason the Big East, initially kind of just, got screwed up a little bit with football is because the Catholic schools voted not to have Penn State. If they did that, they would have been set. They would have had Miami in football. Syracuse would have been good. Boston College. So it's kind of funny because the Catholic schools are ones like that are to blame if you look back in history.
Okay. What conference has the most teams in the tournament? Is it like the Big 12?
I think it's Big 12.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
So Middle America. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, there's a couple of blue bloods in there, right?
No, there is. There is. You got your Dukes, your Kentuckys, Kansas. Who else is? Yeah, all the big ones for the most part, right? It's sad to me. I love St. John's especially, man. I would have loved to see them in there for obvious reasons. How's BD Love? How's Mike taking it, Paul?
Well, I think when a couple of the teams came up, when like Colorado, Michigan State came up, they knew. They're like, shit, it's over.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, no. I was like, no way, they're not going to leave out Patino.
Yeah, that's kind of why I thought they were going to get in, just because of Patino. Right? I mean, you go on a six-game run like that, and then Patino, I figured they'd get in, but yeah.
And now
Virginia, they shouldn't have been in. I watched them. They're not good. I hope they get beat tonight.
Oh, that's tonight.
Michigan State is a 9 seed. They suck. They had like 15 losses. They're not good. They're just like relying on when it comes down to it, they're not leaving out the Big Ten teams if it's on the bubble. And they're terrible in the tournament every year, Big Ten.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Except for like maybe Wisconsin sometimes. Certain years they've been sneaky good, but
yeah
that was
like,
wild
when you have when you have like 8 or 9 teams in it every year. I don't think they've won a title since Michigan State in like 2002.
Oh wow, that's true.
Yeah, it's been that long.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And now teams are turning down the NIT. Didn't Cuse, they turned it down, right?
Yeah, St. John's did also.
St. John's, I think, because Seton Hall. Yeah.
Well, it's such a pointless tournament.
It is.
It's pointless, and you got to get ready for the portal. The portal opened up on Monday, so you can't have these guys like Syracuse. They had, a couple guys transfer already. You can't even field the team, and you got to start getting ready for the next year. So you got to get a jump on it. So
yeah, it's dumb. That sucked about Copeland, Syracuse. He was probably my favorite player.
Apparently didn't go to class for like the last 2 months, and he was just
like none of these guys do.
Yeah, but he was like a dick to the coaches. He was a pain in the ass. They basically kicked him out.
So. I could see that.
Yeah,
he seems kind of clownish, for sure.
Yeah, he's a Harlem Globetrotter every play. The coach is like, "What are you doing? Like, you can't." Literally, every play, it's like, "All right, bro, you got to play like regular sometimes too."
Yeah.
But he's fun. He's gonna have some highlights for sure going forward.
Yeah, where is he gonna end up?
I heard Providence.
Oh, so he's gonna stay in the Northeast.
He'll stay in the Northeast. He's a Philly kid, so
okay. Providence, he'll be around here. That's a good get for them. So what are the storylines for the tournament here? What can we get excited about?
I think that maybe the number one storyline is UConn gonna repeat.
Yeah, and I think so. That's my early spoiler. We'll give our final four picks, shortly here. I think they're gonna repeat.
Yeah, I hope not.
I know you hope not, for your sake.
I know. That'd be bad, man.
They're so stacked.
Like maybe I don't know. Like, would he? I can't picture him in the NBA. Can you?
Newton?
I can't. No. Early.
Coaching. I don't know. Some of these college coaches, just stay in college. You're like a king,
Yeah.
Like the program revolves around you. Like, I'm trying to think what big time college coaches made it. I mean, Calipari once upon a time, but who else has done that?
Billy Donovan.
You could say Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, you're right.
Because he won at both levels.
I guess Patino did at one time, but he went back.
Yeah.
Now he's a GM. Crazy. Or president. What is he for the Celtics?
He's GM or president? I don't know.
Whatever he is, he's basically running the...
Yeah, he's running the show.
Yeah.
Which is wild. You went from Butler coach to running the Boston Celtics.
Celtics, yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Fred Hoiberg?
Okay. Oh, right.
Didn't he go to the Bulls?
Where's he now?
He's in college.
Where?
I think he's at... No, he's not at Iowa State. That's Olsenberg or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's at Nebraska.
Oh.
Near the tournament.
Which made the tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, Musselman too, right? Musselman was a Hawks coach.
Oh, now that's right.
Arkansas. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he had the Dewey, I think. He got in trouble or something like that.
So Nebraska, I just found out recently, they haven't won a tournament game since like the early 90s, something crazy like that.
Insane.
So that's wild. You guys hear about this Long Beach State coach?
Munson? Yeah. Is it Munson?
So I think that's his name. I'm not really sure, but he got let go. He got fired. But
oh, and they won it.
Oh, I did hear the story.
But he's still getting the chance to coach the game. They're playing Arizona, I guess, 15 versus 2. What if they win? Like,
yeah, they just kept winning.
Like, what? They had a decent team this year. Like, what?
What if, like, obviously they would never win the title, but what if the biggest, like, miracle happened and they won the title? What? How does that work?
That would be maybe the craziest thing in college basketball history if that happened.
A fired coach, 15 seed.
That's like a movie. That's a movie.
Yeah, they'd be begging him to have him back, and he'd be like on some bigger school.
That's like straight up. I feel like we've seen that before in like a movie too. Like,
right?
Yeah, coach is down on his luck. He gets makes a deal. If I win the championship, I get to keep my job. Sure, sure, pal.
Sure.
And then wins it. that's funny. I mean, I don't know. I filled out my bracket. It's, you know, I always like to do the upsets, but this year I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going with like name brand, just what, you know, big schools. I don't know. What do you guys know? I don't know enough. So like what upsets like look good to you?
So I know everybody's on this one. But McNeese State, who I think
Gonzaga.
I think they won 10 games last year, and this year they went like 33-2.
Oh,
wow. They're playing Gonzaga. They're getting 5.5. That's a 5-12, which we know all about the 5-12.
5-12, yeah.
I don't know. I think that might be that's an interesting one.
Okay. What about this Duquesne? They're like people are talking about them. They haven't been in a tournament like ever or a long time. Do you guys know anything about this Duquesne?
I'm not sure about them.
They weren't good. I think the coach. He was going to get fired last year or this year in the beginning of the year, but kind of put it together.
Okay.
Had like a fluke run. Yeah, but I don't think they have any shot.
Okay. So no Cinderella
game.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shining moment.
I think Yale might put up a fight against Auburn.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Okay. I'd love to see what's his face go down.
Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be funny.
Charleston could play with Bama, and Colgate can definitely play with Baylor.
Okay. I'd love to see Bama go down just because Rico Bosco of Barstool fame loves Bama, big Bama basketball homer. Did you see what he did?
No.
Recently? He was, you know how they do the stream at Barstool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rico's supposed to be like the college guy there, like the college basketball specifically. During the UConn St. John's game, he was sleeping on the stream.
I love it.
Sleeping. And like everyone's like in the, you know, in that room watching it, and he's like in the corner and like blanket over him, turned to the side, and he's like complaining. He's like, "I didn't get naps the last 2 days. I'm exhausted." And he's like he's a New York guy, like Big East, like this should be the game, and like it was like all over Twitter. Like Portnoy was like flipping out. He's like, "I'm enraged. should I fire him? Like, it was like a whole thing. But
I never know, like, wonder if it's like a joke or if it's like real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's a thing.
I think low key too. It could have been a joke, but he talked about it on some. They have that show, The Rundown. It's like Big Cat and KFC, and Portnoy was basically saying, he's like, I had a private talk with him. He said HIPAA. So HIPAA, you know, that usually means like, I guess it's not allowed to be disclosed, like a health issue.
Privacy.
Yeah, yeah. Privacy or something like that. So I don't know. We'll never know if it's just a gag or if it's true.
That's what cracks me up, because you never know if it's like real or fake. So
yeah.
Keeps you on edge a little bit.
But a lot of times for games, like, you know, sometimes I'll tune into the streams it's just kind of funny. It makes the game, you know, sort of exciting. And like, he's usually like front and center for like a lot of games, like fired the fuck up. But he was like, he was literally sleeping. It was weird. But anyway.
Him and Jerry.
Yeah, him and Jerry. The two dogs, they call them. But yeah, that's Bama. I don't know anything. I mean, I'll just give my final four picks right now.
All right.
Sure.
So UConn, obviously. I have them in there. North Carolina, you know, that's my other number one. And then I have two number twos. I have Tennessee, which I don't know. They seemed like sneaky good all year. They got that one guy,
Connect,
who's dirty. And then Marquette. You know, I went with the other Big East team and Shaka, and I don't know shit. So 2-1s, 2-2s. And then
they got a great shot. They just need that point guard to be healthy. Kolek, the lefty.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
like their team. He makes the team that run.
Yeah.
So.
And then I think for my wait, hold on. I got to check my final. Who do I have for that? Just give me 1 second. UConn, Tennessee. UConn winning. They repeat.
Okay.
So that's mine. Right. Who wants to go next?
All right. Yeah, I'll do mine.
All right.
I got UConn.
Okay.
I also have University of North Carolina, although I thought about Arizona.
Okay.
I took Houston. So all chalk so far. I'm sorry, I didn't take Houston. I took Kentucky in the South.
Oh, yeah, your team. You love Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't know. I
gotta have them in there.
I feel like they might lose to Oakland in round one also. But I'm still going to pick them to go to the final. Because I think they have more talent than just about any team in the country, despite the fact that Calipari has this weird rotation where he brings these guys off the bench.
Okay.
I got them.
Infuriating.
And then last but not least, I have Purdue.
Okay.
Okay.
Purdue. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, Paul, you had a good theory. I think it was like last pod about that.
Yeah. So I think they're going to come back this year like Virginia did after that embarrassment last year.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So I got them in Final Four with UConn, Houston, and Zona, with Houston taking down UConn in the final.
Houston, man.
Yeah.
Houston.
Dan Hurley is going to attack the usher and the refs and get sentenced to prison.
That would be hilarious. I could see that. He's such a psycho. Like, I could see, like there being, like, some crazy call that cost the game and him just, like, yeah, like, losing his fucking mind. Like, at the minimum, getting kicked out, you know?
He will attack a fan eventually.
I know. He's always starting fights.
He almost did it in Providence.
I saw that.
Big East game. Creighton. He's
such a nut.
He's out there.
He's out
but
there.
But, yeah, I think, Houston losing by 30 in the conference tournament. I didn't watch that game. I don't know what happened, if they had injuries, but that is not like them at all. So,
yeah,
I think that's, a good thing for them to, like, it's a big wake-up call.
Yeah, sometimes you need to be humbled.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I think
I'm down on them. I'm just down on them because of that one Kansas game that I bet on where all they had to do was keep it within 10, and they lost by, like, they were down, like, 15 the entire game. Like, motherfuckers. Yeah. But, yeah.
In Kansas, good chance they lose first round.
I could see that, too. Yeah, they're like a home court team. That's it.
McCullough, like, their top player, he just got ruled out for the whole tournament.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
No.
That's not good. Wait, Adam, did you give your championship pick?
I'm going with UConn over Kentucky.
Okay. So we got two UConns, one Houston. Okay.
Yeah.
I texted Juice if he's able to give us his pick, so we'll see. We'll wait for him and then we'll read it off. But okay. And then anything else with the it's at the Barclays, and then is it going to be at the Garden, the regional?
I don't think so.
No.
No Garden?
Boston. For the East region, it's like Boston and then Brooklyn.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, because Brooklyn's the first
Brooklyn
two
will
rounds,
be the
right?
No, I think Brooklyn's the regional final.
Oh, got you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to be at all. They're not going to be up here this year.
And there's like another location with Boston. I just don't know what maybe Philly? I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Another intriguing matchup is I like to call it the Part of My Take Classic. Wisconsin versus James Madison. That's where PFT went to James Madison and Big Cat went to Wisconsin.
When was the last time James Madison was in the tournament?
He went to James Madison?
Yeah. I think he's from the DC area. They're in Virginia. Isn't James Madison in Virginia?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So local. Yeah, when James Madison, because they had a good football team this year. When they game day, the guys on ESPN, you know how they go to like a campus before every game, college game day. They had him on as like a guest.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. So, you know, back to like the stream, they showed them during like the selection committee and like, I don't know, they have some like bet going on. They were like flipping out because I guess you kind of like bet on whatever school you went to. So now one of them's going to be automatically out in like the first round. Cat or yeah. So anyway, I keep
good school academic, right?
Is it? I know nothing.
I think so.
I just know that
been... Jeff Jensen went there.
It sounds smart. I went Shout to James out. Madison.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They were good in football. They're now good in basketball. So I think they went D1 first time in both sports this year. I know football was like their first year. As
good
an
academic
D1.
School, they probably got some rich boosters pumping NIL.
Yep,
makes sense a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Wisconsin has a run in them? I kind of put the no. I got them going
I
a little
watched
far.
It.
No,
I never watched mind. Them this year. They stink.
All right, never mind. Maybe I'll change that.
No, they're not. They're not bad, but like you'll see, they're not. They're frustrating to watch.
They beat Purdue, right?
I
think once. I think they did. I'm not sure.
I think it was just in the conference tournament. They just
I think they beat him in the conference tournament.
So,
yeah,
this is what makes it so hard. I feel like this, and I've been saying this, this whole season's been like a March Madness. There's just been like
a lot of upsets.
So much parity and upsets. It's like it's
oh yeah,
it's impossible. But I think there are some teams at the top there, like UConn, Houston, North Carolina. They'll be solid. What about Duke? Are they gonna make any noise? Probably not.
They're weird. They have a lot of talent, but they're not deep enough. And Shire,
yeah.
I'm not convinced what kind of coach he is.
Yeah, yeah, true. What other teams like may make like a sneaky run? You think?
I do like Creighton.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I like Creighton.
Good offense.
I'm trying to think. Big 12.
Iowa State is interesting because I think a lot of people had them as a one seed.
That's a good one.
Okay. Cyclones. And
what about Mississippi State?
Yeah, what's up with them?
They got some shooters.
They had that huge blowout win, right, in the tournament. Who'd they beat again? That was I forget. They beat somebody in the tournament.
Tennessee, wasn't it?
Tennessee.
Smoked them.
So they beat Tennessee in the tournament, and then if they win against Michigan State, they would play UNC, who's the weakest, allegedly, of all the one seeds, right? So I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like Adam said, I think Kentucky can make a big run. Outside of that, there's really – I think St. Mary's actually to win a couple games, I think.
Okay.
I watch them a bunch, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, they got
They're
like,
always good.
Yeah.
Where is St. Mary's?
Cali.
Yeah.
Oh, really? We're in California.
Yeah.
I think it's Northern Cal.
North Cal?
Gotta be Northern.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But they always get like these Euro – guys or guys from Australia.
Oh, right, like, right. Oh, like yes, yes. I remember that.
Delvadova, yeah.
White boy guards they always have.
Yeah.
So.
Any Vermont Magic?
They have a bunch. Are they? They're in it, right? Oh, who they got?
They got Duke.
Ooh.
Why not?
Man. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking. Just looking now.
So, Michigan State, who I think we all agreed they weren't that good this year.
Right.
No.
They play Mississippi State, who a lot of people are high on in the first round. Michigan State's the lower seed. Tom Izzo, 70% winner as a lower seed.
Oh, that's.
I think his magic's over with.
You think that's over?
Yeah.
Only that's the first game. I'll be in Atlantic City, and I'm gonna probably bet heavy on the first game, so I don't want to make a mistake there.
Yeah. So what's the plan for? I mean, so last year,
Adam Dulick over under for that game.
That's a good move. That's a good move.
Yeah, that's a good one. So last year, obviously traveled to Iowa, Des Moines, which was pretty epic.
Lovely state.
Yes. Now going to AC. AC is the trip. Where are you guys staying? What's the plan?
Yeah, so we're staying at the Regatta. The first day we have a what's called we reserved the man cave at the Wild West Casino, which is inside the sports book. So it's like a little spot with like a bunch of TVs. But then if you walk out of your spot, like you can see the whole sports book behind you. So it's a really cool setup. I can't wait to send you guys videos.
That's going to be dope.
That's going to be awesome.
And
yeah,
then,
keep them coming.
So we're doing that all day, the first day. The second day, we're just going to kind of wander. I think we're going to hit maybe the Borgata Sportsbook or maybe a different one. And then nighttime, we have a dinner reservation at the Knife and Fork Inn, which opened in 1912 and was converted to a speakeasy when they outlawed alcohol, and it was ran by the politicians. It was actually in
I was gonna say
that's Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk, yeah. Oh, it was in Boardwalk. The top floor was a brothel at one point, and women were not allowed into it until like 1972 unless you were, you know, on the job. So now it's a restaurant. We're gonna eat there. That's night awesome. Two, and then awesome. I guess day three is gonna be potluck. We'll see who's left. And hopefully I don't go broke. Yeah.
Who's still crawling? Yeah, that's
yeah. Who's still alive?
Yeah, know? Round two is going to be rough. And then, are you staying till Sunday or no? Or just...
The plan is to leave Sunday. Not sure what time.
Got you.
But we'll see how
Survivor.
That goes.
Survivor.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam, go slow.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Oh,
I haven't
drank
since Christmas. I'm breaking the seal. Probably around noon on Thursday. So
there you go. Right at tip off.
Yeah, super excited.
Tip off. That's exciting.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, that Knife and Fork. That's straight out of Boardwalk Empire. They definitely. I feel like every episode was at that place.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, is that the one? Like, it's like the really high ceiling. Like, yep. Kinda?
Yeah. I think so. Wow. It's right by right by the water there.
Is that where? Is that where? What's his face throws? He throws him off the balcony. Who is Tommy? Who is the character? Really good character. That he like they whacked him off in like season two. Ah, oh, fuck. Or was it season one? He was like the younger guy. He was like Nucky's son.
I'm not sure if that was the spot though.
Jimmy Darmody. Yeah, remember he like throws someone off the balcony or whatever. Wasn't that at that restaurant or something? I don't know.
Probably.
I'm just picturing shit. Whatever. I haven't seen that show in so long. Great show, by the way.
Great show.
That might be a good rewatch.
You're right. I'd love to actually rewatch it. Especially season three with Bobby Cannavale. That was.
Yeah, he's great.
That was.
I think you see his dick in that.
I think you did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jip Rossetti. Jip Rossetti, legendary character.
That's an HBO special.
They love it. They love the nudity over there.
How do we get a cock into this thing?
Yes.
I know we're gonna name this episode now.
Oh, jeez.
Jip Rossetti's dick.
Jip Rossetti's dick. Classic episode. What anything else on the tournament on March Sadness?
Upset. I want chaos. Just give me chaos.
It will be. I think so. Best of luck with our brackets and whatever else. I mean, other than the brackets, I can't see. I mean, you guys will be in AC. It'll be like inevitable. But like, I just can't imagine betting on. Like anything, it seems impossible. I have no idea about anything.
Yeah, I'm expecting to lose everything.
But all right, should be fun. So,
not much star power. I wish there was a little more star power.
That's the thing. There's like...
Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
Like, who's... Yeah, that's a good point. Like, who's the biggest star in this tournament? If you had to pick one.
Probably Ken.
Are we talking prospect or are we talking player? Because if we're talking just player, like star, like, I would say maybe Zach Edey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously, he's not a great prospect, but...
Edey, Connect.
Connect.
Yeah, Connect is up there.
It's really good.
I think the Kentucky kids are picking up some steam. Reed Shepard's getting some steam.
Dillingham.
RJ Davis.
Yeah. Davis. RJ Davis.
Acott, 45 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really not much.
Who's the kid that comes off the bench for Carolina? He kind of reminds me of Julius Randle.
Oh, Ingram. Harrison Ingram. Ingram,
yeah. He's got a lot of Julius Randle in him.
He's a big dude.
I think Pina had mentioned that to me at first. And then when I watched him the other day, I was like, he does like some of the same moves. I'm like, this guy must have grew up like emulating him because like his game is almost identical. Huh. Yeah, it's very similar.
Interesting. Okay,
he's a big boy.
Check him out. Who's the guy on UConn with the with the long hair? Was it Newton or whatever?
He's the point guard, Tristan Newton.
Yeah, he like doesn't look like a basketball player, but he's so good.
Oh, yeah. He's very good. He's like 6'5". He's slippery. You know what I mean? He just kind of...
Seems like it's just like a smart player. Like...
Yeah.
I heard he wasn't...
at his own pace.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't highly recruited, really. I mean, went to UConn.
No, they got him as a transfer, like, last year.
Yeah.
So, I forget where he came from. Somewhere in Texas, I think.
I think El Paso. I just, read about him. El Paso, I think.
Yeah. That kid Castle's good, too, for them.
Castle's good. He's a first-round pick. Klingon.
Yeah. Klingon, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Klingon's going to be good in the NBA, though, at all.
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
Can't move. How's that guy going to guard people?
It's tough.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Edey. I just don't see it.
Yeah, same.
Because, all those guys. Who was the guy in, Iowa? Luke Garza.
Yeah.
They're all, those guys. Like, they can score 25 a game, but, he's not in the NBA.
Kind of reminds me of the kid on Tennessee also, correct? He's kind of in that mold also.
Yeah. He can shoot.
He can really shoot. He's not from deep.
He's not quick. He's not... I don't picture him playing good defense at that next level.
Yeah. I don't know. Might just be like a specialty player.
Yeah.
It's a shame there's no, growing up, I mean, God, it was just like so many players. It's totally different ball game now. All right. Should we go to NFL free agency?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. So this is definitely a first. Let's start with the Jets and Mike Williams, who they signed for 1 year, $15 million. Did the breakfast sandwich, did that put it over the top? Is that sealed the deal? I mean, amazing. Shouts to New York Jet Matt, right? That's the Twitter account.
What were the other locations he was supposed to visit?
There was one
Carolina,
other.
Carolina, and I think Pitt after that.
So I'm looking at it okay, if he goes to the Jets, if you're you have Rodgers there, assuming he's healthy, and then you're gonna be the number two guy, most likely.
Yeah, definitely.
For Rodgers, I mean, that's a pretty good setup for you. As a free agent this late in the game. I don't know if you're gonna do bad. Carolina, cool, but I mean, that team's gonna win four games again, probably.
Yeah. Who's throwing you the ball?
But. Yeah, exactly. And then what was the other team said? Was it
Pitt?
Pittsburgh? It's another situation. I don't know. They run it a lot, who knows?
Yeah.
Tough division too. So yeah, I thought it was a good move for him. And I love it for the Jets. Take a flyer on that guy. If he's any good, then this offense is just so loaded.
Yep.
Yeah, and in classic Jersey style, it was it's confirmed it was a Taylor ham, egg and cheese.
Nice.
Which are you guys a fan of? I mean, Adam, you're in Jersey.
Any egg sandwich is good for me.
Okay.
Anything. Put anything on a sandwich, I'm good.
I like the Taylor ham, but it's not my first choice.
Brown ham. Anything.
I should say I wouldn't order it. But if someone comes home and is like, hey, I got a bunch of sandwiches, here's a Taylor egg and cheese, I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, first time I had it, I remember when I worked at for one of the beverage companies, Vita Coco, I think it was, and our manager, he lived in Jersey, and he came to a meeting, and he got everyone Taylor ham, egg and cheese, and it was really good. That was my first time having it, but Yeah, I usually lean sausage or bacon.
Is North Jersey Taylor ham and South is like pork roll?
I think it's the same thing.
No, I know, but remember there's like that argument.
Yeah, there's a big debate on what to call it.
Oh, what to call it. Yeah, yeah. I'd say, yeah, North is Taylor and then pork roll. I don't know where the divide is. Somewhere in Central Jersey, I guess.
Isn't Taylor ham just Canadian bacon?
I think so.
What's the difference with that? Yeah, so, all right. So.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think Taylor ham is the brand, no?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. But that's the lingo, I guess. But it worked. Yeah. It got Mike Williams to the Jets. You know, Jets also signed a couple of offensive linemen from the Ravens.
Yep.
Moses and Joseph, right?
Simpson,
sorry. I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
They were both starters, right? I mean, on the Ravens? Like, how'd we get two of them? How'd that happen?
I don't know what the Ravens are doing. And they just let their other offensive lineman, Zeitler, he just signed with Detroit. So they lost three offensive linemen. I don't know.
That's weird.
But knowing them, they probably have like these young guys in the wings that are like just as good.
Yeah, they draft so well.
That's one of those teams I just trust what they do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then who else Jets signed? They got the D lineman, the edge guy from San Fran, Kinlaw, right?
Kinlaw. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a psycho because there was an interview with him today, and the lady's like, "Oh, tell us a little bit about yourself." Like he's like straight country, like middle of nowhere, like South Carolina.
Okay.
He's like, man, I'm a cool dude. He's like, I eat everything. I eat squirrel, snakes.
Oh Jesus!
I was like, oh my god, this guy, he's gonna kill people.
Good. we need that.
Yeah, him and Clemens on the same D line.
Eat people.
Tyron Smith.
And then Tyron Smith, the big one, which, you know, it's risky, but I like the deal, you know, with the incentive to play, right?
Yeah, so. They weren't going to do anything better than him. If, like, just be available for 75% of the games and the playoff game if they make it that far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any guy is an injury risk in the NFL, right? So,
absolutely.
Just get guys with talent and experience, and he has both. And you know,
because he had a couple stretches where he was just a touchdown machine. So yeah. How can you not like the pickup?
Yeah, you talking about Mike Williams?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Back to him. Yeah, no, if he's healthy, he's great. So, perfect number two, and then yeah, we'll see what the draft is. I mean, there's so many. There's so many different rumors. I can't even keep up. We're a month away, so what's the point in speculating? But, you know, Bowers, that's the one that probably intrigues me the most. Paul, you're probably in agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bowers, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to trading down and maybe still getting Bowers. And
I'd love that. Yeah.
Maybe get a second-round pick or a third. Like, that would be ideal. But they can basically do whatever they want now.
Well, what do you guys think about losing Burns? I mean, not Burns. Huff? Huff, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Huff. I was okay with
it. I think they should have kept him, but if they get Clowney and, like, McDonald, when he played last year...
Was good.
He was good. He had a lot of flashes, like, did some stuff. I was like, wow.
And we got Jermaine
Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they had a lot of depth anyway.
Huff
was just a third down guy.
Yeah.
So... Eagles.
But it sounds like they're the favorite for Clowney, and Clowney is like great against the run. He had like 10 sacks last year. He still's got, you know, he's got a lot of ball left in him. So
yeah,
fuck it. They get him, McDonald, and Johnson on the edge with Q, and
they'll be set.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, pretty pumped, pretty excited that it's confirmed. Rodgers won't be vice president. that was a crazy like 2 days. Wacky shit. Can you believe on First Take these guys were like really like convincing themselves that how cool it would be for him to do both? Like, you morons. It's physically impossible to do both.
I know.
Like, what are you talking about? And this is Greenberg, Greeny, who's like
diehard Jeff fan. Have gone so far off the rails.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. And then the Giants, they did some things.
I'm actually happy with what they've done.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, like, once the shock wore off of Barkley leaving, which, I mean, it didn't matter. They were 19th as a rushing team last year anyway. So they, like, as Josh always says, like, they can't run the ball with Barkley. So what's the difference if he's there or not?
Right.
So losing Barkley, replacing him with Montgomery, it's fine. Like, maybe they'll find another running back in the draft. Who knows?
They got what's his face? Not Montgomery. Singletary.
Oh, Singletary. Sorry. Yeah. I always confuse those two.
Yeah.
But getting Burns, to me, I mean, it gets back to what the Giants used to do really well, which is, you know, you have like a bunch of really good pass rushers, a really good defensive line, and then getting some offensive linemen also, getting, Runyon Jr. and adding some depth there and hopefully solidifying that. Like, they still have a long way to go, but I think they've done a good job this offseason with what they've done so far. And then, you know, Drew Lock, whatever, $5 million. Yeah, we'll see what happens if he plays, if it's a QB competition. If it's a three-way QB competition, if they draft a quarterback, will remains to be seen. But I think getting a young, like, stud defensive end opposite Thibodeau, I think that was great. So I think they do pretty good so far.
Okay. Yeah, and, I heard, you know, J.J. McCarthy, they had dinner with him, and he was at the facility, but I don't know.
I don't see it happening with that.
I don't either. I think getting Drew Lock kind of confirmed, like, he might be the day one. Then DJ, maybe when he comes, because DJ is not going to start this. He's not going to be healthy for the season.
Well, the whole thing with DJ is now, like, they can't, like, apparently, like, if he, it's the same thing with Russell Wilson, where, like if he plays the whole year, but if he gets hurt, then they owe him for next year. So they got to make sure he doesn't get hurt.
Got it.
So allegedly that was Locke signed with the Giants because he was promised a chance to compete for the job. So that tells me I think that they're going to probably look for a quarterback in the draft, honestly.
In the first round or like the later
rounds?
Yeah.
I think they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round. That's my prediction right now.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think I think we talked about on the other pod, they want to reset that clock.
Yeah, reset that clock for, you know, both for the salary cap and both for the GM. You know, the GM gets kind of a do-over if he takes the quarterback. And,
that's true.
You know, the quarterback doesn't play this year. You're not going to fire the GM if the quarterback doesn't play this year. And then next year, if he's good, then you're kind of good. So
yeah, because Craig Carton, we all saw it. He had the prediction. He's calling it a lock that Bill Belichick will be running the Giants next year. Oh, you didn't see that? Okay.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, so what did he say, Paul? He was basically just like,
It's gonna be like a replay of last year. It's just gonna be like shit. You know, they're not gonna be good, and they're gonna get rid of him and Belichick waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
Well, I
can see it.
I can see that. I don't see a path where the Giants don't finish
third.
Like they're not gonna come in second. Yeah. Like it's gonna be third or worse.
Yeah. So,
Washington might be better. Yeah. So I don't know. You know.
We'll see. But, I mean, obviously, if they don't go quarterback, it sounds like Neighbors will be the guy. You know, I was listening to McShay on Russillo, and, you know, he thinks Maserati Marv is, like, the most, like, NFL-ready of the receivers. Like, he could be a team's number one, like, day one. But he said he thinks Neighbors might be the best one at the end of the day, like, the most explosive.
Mm-hmm. I like the LSU track record.
Yeah, you're right. They just produce studs.
Yeah, like that's receiver. Like wide receiver. You.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What about Chris Sims? He has like Marvin Harrison rated as like number 8 wide receiver.
Really?
He's got not that much, but like I think like 4th or
wow. Yeah, that's so behind Neighbors.
He does this all the time. Like
I know.
Yeah, he's always got the weird rankings.
He always wants to zag. Yeah.
Attention. Yeah. Like, all
right. Yeah, yeah. So wait, he would have Neighbors, Adunze, and he had another one in front of him? Or he had
another
him, like...
one. I think he had, like, Brian Thomas in front of him from LSU.
Jesus, what?
Yeah.
I'd still prefer the Giants not taking a quarterback this year. Like, if I was them, I would just wait a year. Or take a guy in the second or third round. But, I mean, it is what it is, so let's see what happens.
Yeah. We'll see.
If you hit on the quarterback, everything kind of falls in line also.
But we know we know how hard that is. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Any other notable signings around the league? I mean, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields both competing in Pittsburgh is going to be – that should be interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, with that, like, are they just going to, like, play both?
I
think – I don't think so, because there's a, unless he got hurt, because there's a compensation. If Fields plays a certain amount, like the draft pick gets kicked up a lot more.
Okay.
And I, so think I was thinking Tomlin, like Fields would be like the Taysom Hill kind of deal, like where he comes in and he's like a magic guy.
I can see that.
I'm sure they'll have packages for it. Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
I could see that.
They should. They absolutely should.
I could see Russ struggling a little bit, and it, like, immediately it's just the cries for Fields.
Yeah,
Bears fans like love him. Like, they all are like sad to see him go, and you know. But you know, Caleb, he's walking into an amazing situation in Chicago, despite what RG3 was trying to say. Did you see that? He was trying to say like he should do an Eli Manning.
Yeah, go to Washington.
What?
I'm like, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Washington.
Well, he's from DC, so maybe that's why he said that. But like the Chicago situation is actually great. So
they got DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. And I think I'm missing. There's another wide receiver.
They just got somebody. Right? They got Keenan Allen.
There you go.
They're stacked.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Ready
and
to
they
go.
Have a ton of draft, they have a ton of draft picks. They're going to get
also,
more.
They'll probably also, get a dude. Fields went like 6-28, and the fans are crying that he's leaving. So the bar's low. The bar's pretty low.
Very low. Yeah.
Go 500. They might build you a statue.
Yeah. Very low. Very low. So we'll see. I'm trying to think. Am I missing any big free agent signing? I mean, there was a ton of flip-flop.
Like Ridley going to Titans for a lot of money. Way too much money.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. Like, give me like these, like the way the Jets are doing it, I think is so much better. 1 year, prove it deal, incentive.
Yeah.
And then you draft the guys that you want long term. You know what I mean? Like,
they have these, so the Titans have these two amazing receivers, and who's their quarterback? Is it what's his face?
Levis, right?
Is it Levis?
Levis.
He had like a good game or two, but I don't know.
I don't think he's anything.
Yeah, I'm selling on that.
Eagles obviously got Saquon and Huff and
we gotta talk about that.
They're ready to go. Yeah, I mean the deception.
is the salary cap real?
No. It's like the Fed.
For Howie Roseman.
It's printing money, baby.
And you know Barkley's going to come into Giants Stadium against the Giants and score a touchdown, and the Eagles are going to beat the Giants by like 40 points.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be like the most miserable Sunday.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
100%.
But he's a Pennsylvania boy, so I guess he's back home. Trying to think what
it's
else.
It's a good fit for him. That, like, the way they run that offense, he's going to do great there.
I think so.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's going to have a huge year.
Yeah. They're ready to go. Yeah, I'm trying.
What about Derrick Henry?
Oh yeah, he signed with the Ravens, right?
You gotta like that.
That's definitely like
love that one.
Yeah, that's a match made in heaven right there. Yep.
After last year when they ran the ball three times against Kansas
City. I'll never understand that game. I'll never understand it.
Idiots.
I don't get it.
Sketchy.
Very sketchy. All right. Cool. Should we anything? Should we move on to NBA? Anything of note there? Knicks still dealing with injury. They're winning, but they're still and they're looking really good.
Yeah,
nice West Coast trip, but the injuries.
They can win like from now until the playoffs every single game, and
it doesn't matter.
When are we going to get a Randall? Yeah, it doesn't matter. When are we going to get a Randall update? Like, I don't think he's coming back now. I don't know.
I don't think he is. I'm convinced it's
what's,
over.
What's the over under on minutes Josh Hart actually sits?
Does he sit ever?
It's insane.
He's amazing, though. I mean, he's got what, like 4 triple doubles this year. He's a rebounding machine. I mean, he's had a couple games where he had like 20 rebounds. He's 6'4".
It's really, he's got to be the best rebounding guard in the NBA.
Definitely.
And just the perfect role player, honestly.
Yeah.
Like when the three's going in, he's like the perfect role player.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the team's playing great, but without OG and Randall and even Mitch, I mean, Mitch isn't that needed. I think iHeart has been great, but without Randall and OG, is this team, they're not beating the Celtics. I mean, come on. They're not beating the Bucks. They're not so it's all moot. It sucks. Yeah, I think OG.
Yeah,
he might.
OG will be back,
but
they're
he's
gonna,
like
they're gonna rest him.
Yeah,
a week or two. Like, he'll be fine because the MRI was clean. He already got the surgery. I think it was just like, you know, inflamed a little bit, right? Like the
yeah,
whatever. Like his elbow was like a sensitive area, but Randall, like, they haven't cleared him for contact, and then even when he gets on the court, he's not going to be like his fully self, like just ramming into people.
No.
So,
and
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really weird how they just you don't hear anything from the Knicks front office, or you know, it's very vague.
I wonder what they do. Like, let's say OG comes back and he's good for the playoffs, and Randall doesn't. So, what do you go? You go Brunson, Ragu, Hart,
Ragu.
OG, Ihart. That's the starting lineup, and then
yeah,
and then Deuce,
Mitch
Bogey,
coming off the bench. Deuce.
Yeah, yeah. Deuce has been awesome.
Yeah.
He outplayed Steph Curry last night.
OG can definitely
great.
Play some four. I think like for a while. Like I think if you're the Knicks, you're kind of okay with OG at the four. No.
Yes, I'm here for it. He's great at that. I mean, he could play probably play the five if he could. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
He
could
play 3, 4, 5. I mean, he's so long, you know. So we'll see. This season kind of hangs in the balance
There's a couple good storylines. So the middle of that East at like 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, there's a lot of interesting matchups there, depending on how it shakes out.
Right.
And then in the West, if you look at that play-in, it's like you got Steph Curry might be in there, LeBron might be in there, Luka and Kyrie might be in there.
Yeah.
And then the Suns are in there. So you might have KD, Booker, LeBron, AD, Luka, Steph Curry, Kyrie, all in the play-in.
That's insane.
It's really incredible. It kind of signifies a little bit of like a changing of the guard. Like, these are all the old school, like blue blood. Like, these are the teams that always win the championship, or players that always win the championship. And now they're just kind of fighting the play in. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be wild.
Right.
Speaking of the West, we saw two plays out of the West. I have to bring these up. They're two of the greatest plays I've ever seen. Obviously, the Ant-Man dunk. Which,
yeah,
dunk of the year, right? I mean, all the camera angles. How the fuck did he pull that? I mean, that was insane.
Yeah, it might have been. It's like an all-timer.
All-timer. Yeah. Ridiculous. Like a throwback almost, you know, come down the lane and just, you know, like Sean Kemp or, you know, I guess LeBron, obviously. Vince Carter, whatever. Incredible. And then that Kyrie. I know you hate Kyrie.
Oh yeah.
But
no,
that
no,
game
right.
winner.
The lefty hook shot.
Was the most insane game
to
winner
lefty
you've
sky
ever seen. A lefty
incredible.
Skyhook from like 20 feet. What the fuck?
No, you can't deny his ability for sure. I mean,
but I mean,
never,
does he practice that?
I've never seen that before.
So it's so funny. Like, he was on the podcast with KD and you know, the guy Eddie Gonzalez Banksy, when they had their little boardroom podcast.
Yes.
And Banksy, this is like years ago. Banksy was like, hey, so it seems like you kind of – do you feel like you've perfected the game of basketball? He's like, no, not until I could make a lefty sky hook.
Really?
He said that on the podcast, and then he hits a game winner from like 20-something feet shooting that shot.
Unbelievable.
You cannot knock the talent.
I didn't hear about that clip.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That was a while ago. I'll try to dig it up.
Okay.
Yeah, that was on a pod, for sure.
Wow. Yeah, that was nuts, but – Yeah. I mean, the West has a ton of teams. The East, I mean, there's even a lot of good teams in the East. But Nets are where right now?
I think they're four back of Atlanta for the 10th spot. So I mean,
so it's like
even to get in. I mean, and get just cock slapped.
They're done.
It's like, what's the point?
There's no point.
There's no point.
There's no hope.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Hey.
They might be the Paul George.
What do you
want
season?
Paul George. Okay.
I don't know.
What is he going to do? Yeah, this off season.
So I know what I would do, which is, I mean, at this point, it's like you just got to.
I don't know, man.
You got to trade Mikhail. That's what I would do. But they're not going to do that unless they fire Marks, which I don't think they're going to do either. Marks is kind of coaching for his or GMing for his job, so he's going to want to win. So they're going to try to. What I think they'll do, which I think is a huge mistake, is try to package the Suns picks and go get somebody. But right now, if you look at the Suns, I mean. And the state of the Nets, like, if you think about if you trade all these picks and get somebody, how good are you? Versus let's wait this out, maybe trade McHale, maybe trade Clax in a sign and trade, and kind of like wait for the Suns to kind of fade a little bit. I think the upside's much higher if you look further down the road. But yeah, let's see what they do. If it's Mitchell or if it's Paul George or something like that, and they just kind of are happy with being like six seed.
If you could go back,
yeah.
If you could go back, you do that.
McHale trade, right? It's a no-brainer. I think. I think the problem with the Nets is the front office overvalued their own talent.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what happened. So if they could have got their picks back and just tanked, and right now I was looking at, I'd be much happier right now because they had probably the same record, but I'd be looking at mock drafts.
Yeah.
You know, so what the hell's the difference? Might as well have that draft pick, but
yeah,
it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it is what it is. So
when you fail as spectacular as they did over the last few years, like, you're going to have to take your medicine.
Look at the Thunder.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The Thunder. Like the Thunder getting all those picks. I feel like picks have been so undervalued lately.
You know? Yeah, they really have.
OKC just built their team.
They just built it. There's patient. But you know, it's tough though.
The Nets had four picks in Brooklyn or in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's tough though with OKC, you have patience. You know, I think Adam, like you were saying, like now with Brooklyn, like now that they're like in Brooklyn, I feel like there's like more pressure to win games.
Well, yeah, I think when they had KD and they had this group, I feel like they had a little bit of market share over here. You know what I mean? There was some interest. You know, they were beating the Knicks. You know, now I mean I can't imagine going to a game now. Like they're the most boring team in the NBA. Like to make the trek over there and watch this team get destroyed.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Like it's a tough spot. But like I said, like it just feels like when you go all in and you fail as spectacular as they did, like you're gonna end up taking your medicine. So this is kind of like the medicine right now.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons, I mean, it's time, right?
That's the other part. The front office banked on this guy being and fan is short for fanatic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we all bought in. We're like, okay, this guy's back. Like, but the front office, it's their job to evaluate these guys. Like they were like, Ben Simmons is gonna bring this team back to relevance, which was a huge miscalculation, obviously.
Major. Yeah.
Like, so I mean, just that in itself, I mean, might be grounds for let's find a new GM. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame too because the games he did play. What did he play? Like 10 games total.
Yeah, maybe? He was pretty impactful. He was pretty impactful.
But ugh, yeah, brutal. So yeah, so NBA, we're winding down here. You know, about a few weeks left, right? I think to the play-in.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Black Dick. End up anything end up happening with that? They didn't get fined or anything, right? For that?
Like what can you do? You know?
One of the social media things had to take it down, I think. Like they put it up and took it down.
Okay. Because I was shocked because it clearly seemed like they did it intentionally.
<That's great.
laughs> Which was great. That was funny. I didn't even know, is Grady Dick, does he even play? Like I haven't seen one highlight, nothing.
I'm not sure.
He's been playing lately. Yeah, he's been playing well.
Yeah, because RJ's been out. Damn, that's so sad about RJ.
Everyone's been hurt.
That's a killer.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had a little brother. It's terrible. All right. Anything else on NBA or anything in the sports world that we didn't get to?
Gerrit Cole, he's not going to die. Good.
Okay. Oh, yeah, baseball. Forget. We're getting close. When's opening day? April 1st.
Like a week and a half.
Are you guys planning on going to a game?
I don't know.
I'll go to my like one or two a year.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
If you guys like organize something and I was open and you know I had plenty of you know ahead of time, you know
notice
ahead of time, I'd think about it because I haven't been in years. But you know, like do the bleachers again, you know that sort of thing. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm in.
It's fun, you know, but...
You know, we should do Arthur Avenue.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Actually, that's actually a great idea.
Instead of Billy's, big time. Please, let's do that.
I hate Billy's. Oh,
are you saying, like, after the game?
No, before.
Oh, before. Okay.
Like, on a nice day? Like, catch a night game? Do late lunch there and then head right into the stadium?
That's true. Maybe the zoo? The zoo's right there. Do a little Bronx Zoo.
Now we're talking.
Bronx Zoo, Arthur Ave, and then over to the game? That's a Bronx day right there. That is a Bronx day. Okay.
It's heaven. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to bring it up because we sometimes like to end the show talking about TV shows. The Gentlemen. What a show.
Okay.
You guys watch that?
One episode in.
Okay, so I'm two and a half in. So we're all sort of same boat.
Yeah, I'm hooked. It's good.
I saw the chicken.
The chicken. What a classic scene. Oh, my God.
I get, like, Succession vibes, like, with the brothers, like, one brother.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Did you guys see the movie in 2019?
No.
Never saw it.
Is that the guy with from Sons of Anarchy?
Yes, he's in it.
Jax?
Hunnam, right?
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam. McConaughey. Speaking of Succession, what's his face is in the movie? Jeremy Strong.
So, is it the same like plot?
So, I don't know what this is called. We've seen it before, right? Where there's like a movie and then they make a TV series, or a TV series and then they make a movie, but they're not like really
totally connected.
There's like a name for that, or maybe there isn't. But that's basically what it is. It's like, sort of, because it's in the same place. It revolves around like the weed industry. Same, you know, it's Guy Ritchie, right? Guy Ritchie's same director.
Yes.
Who's amazing. Anything he touches is great. But it's different cast. And, you know, I'm waiting to see, like, maybe, you know, one of these guys from the movie, you know, makes an appearance. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But this cast is great. James is amazing. He's so good.
Yeah. I'm hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. I don't know who the guy who's the brother, the chicken. I don't know who that guy is. He's great.
He's awesome.
Yeah. And then
Gustavo.
And then Giancarlo Esposito. That's awesome. You know, I love the cast. And
is he a drug dealer and everything, by the way?
I know, seriously. So I know, right? And meth dealer. He's supposed to be in this. So that's kind of
dumb question. It's England, right?
Yes.
Or London?
Yes, it's England.
I don't know if it was like Scotland or like where, I don't know. No, Wales.
It's England. So they did that in the movie too. Matthew McConaughey was like the weed kingpin, but he's Matthew McConaughey. He's not putting on a British accent. He's supposed to be like an American that just like runs the weed game in England.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, because Giancarlo Esposito, like, he's clearly supposed to be an American in England. So, and there's no explanation really behind it. It's just like, that's how it is. But I don't know.
How many episodes? Eight?
It's supposed to be eight. So, yeah. Definitely enjoying it. Going to hopefully finish soon. But finally, some good TV.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
So, but yeah, definitely. Once you finish the show, watch the movie. It's great.
Really, yeah, I'm going to do that, actually. For sure.
Really good movie. So. And, yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I feel like Netflix has been... Oh, they're doing like a wide receiver thing for Netflix now.
Oh, instead of the quarterbacks?
The quarterback?
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It's going to be like Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Debo, and another big one.
Oh, nice.
Taylor Hyatt? No.
Thank God.
They're going to do more than three?
What do you mean? What, like people?
You just named three receivers. Wasn't there three quarterbacks?
Mariota, Cousins.
And Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah, they only did
that
three.
Was it?
Yeah.
Just in three?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I would just keep it at three. Yeah. I feel like more than that is like, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, that should be cool.
Poor Mariota. I still feel bad about that quarterbacks. I feel like it's just, because, you know, everything that happened, you know, he got like
Mariota.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the dynasty, New England? You guys gotta watch it.
I'm not watching it.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I gotta check that out.
And it's Adam, good. For sure, you a Giant fan. Like they really like go deep into that Super Bowl and like yeah, oh, like, shit. A lot of behind the scenes footage and like
what, gotta oh, check man. It out. I'm in. Yeah,
it was great.
Torture. that was torture.
Well, but they like they kind of make Belichick look like a dick in bed and like
really
like, he was yeah. It was kind of like a Belichick hit piece.
Hmm. Okay. That's interesting. Who was like the producers behind it?
I love that. It was a guy. He's a Packer fan. I think he's like from the area, but he has no connection to the Patriots. He just like, he's like, I heard an interview with him. He's like, I just gathered all the info I had and just put it in.
Interesting.
And, yeah, it's like a lot of, you know, there's Jet guys getting interviewed, Giant guys.
Portnoy too, right?
I didn't see him yet.
Oh,
I just got up to the one where they like the Aaron Hernandez news dropped. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the Flakegate stuff. When Portnoy and a few of the other Patriot fans at Barstool, they went into like the offices and they got arrested and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They cover that. So.
But yeah, like Spygate, man. Like, man, that there was more to it for sure.
Such a crazy run. I don't think it'll ever, I mean, the Chiefs are, they could replicate it, to be honest. I'm just about to say never be done again, but now,
but
I don't
know. It felt different. It just, like, felt different with New England. You know what I mean? Like, they were just more, I don't know. Like, you felt like they were, like, unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like, obviously the Chiefs are amazing, but, you know, the Patriots dismantled teams, like, regular season. Chiefs like start slow, they turn it on, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
At no point, did I ever doubt New England. I was like, they stink now. Like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough to, you know, six Super Bowls. What are the Chiefs at now? They're at three.
Mahomes has three.
Three, and they've been in four. So
I mean, it's a good start.
He's still young. I mean, Kelsey will be gone though soon, so I don't know who's gonna
and
be.
And you got to think Reed
too.
Eventually, health-wise,
that's huge.
Right?
That's huge.
Yeah. So,
like, how much is it Mahomes and how much is it Reed?
Well, that's the same thing. How much was it Belichick? How much was it Brady? You know, same.
Because I know it's not the same, but like Mahomes was not good in like record-wise in college.
Not
I know
Texas Tech.
Yeah. I know it's Texas Tech, and like they probably didn't have a great team, but his coach is Kingsbury, right? Like you would think they would have been a little better in college.
That's right. I always forget about
Mahomes.
That.
So, like, how much was it Reed really making him?
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Mahomes, like, I think Mahomes is the best player in the NFL, but, like, I don't know if Mahomes happens if he lands on
Reed.
The Giants.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Jets, like, so
no
I think
way.
Reed deserves a lot of credit for it happening. But I don't know. I think Mahomes is just the guy.
He's on
know?
His own, yeah.
Yeah, and I almost feel that way about Brady. Like, I feel like Brady might not happen if he's, like, a Jet, for example.
Oh, definitely
but, like,
not.
But like the way it works out, but then like Brady just took the ball. Also, like you got to give him credit; he took the ball, ran with it, and like he became Brady. So
yeah,
yep.
I really think it goes both ways.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah, yeah. Mahomes sat a year too, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but all right, guys.
Yeah, check it out for sure. Josh, he said he doesn't know his Final Four team.
I know. I just saw. All right, we were gonna read it off. All good. So
shout out to Josh killing at the hospital though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hope all is well. He'll join us next time. Have fun in AC. Be safe.
Yeah, I'm excited to recap it with you guys when
yeah.
I come back.
Yeah, definitely we'll recap that in 2 weeks. And on the pod here. As long as, you know, it's clean, you know. We're clean. Clean pot. No,
we'll recap the best.
I don't care what we say on this.
I'll give you the clip notes.
I don't care what we say out here. But yeah, be safe. Have fun. Send us some videos, some pics, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And take care. Party. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.